total since the Department of Housing and Urban Development began collecting the data in 2007. The man accused of killing Noel Russo Kinsey in Rohnert Park back in 1983 has been released from Sonoma County Jail while he awaits trial. The judge in the case, Dana Simmons, decided that 65-year-old Alfredo Carretero Jr. does not pose a risk to public safety or flight risk, but she did put restrictions on his movement, and he must wear a monitor. Carretero was identified through DNA evidence linking him to Kinsey. He's been living a quiet life in Lake County for many years.
One more day and something could have been very different here.
That is one of the men who found a man trapped in a mangled truck for 6 days after a crash in Northwest Indiana. He survived on rainwater, and his screams for help went unanswered until two fishermen discovered the wreckage under a bridge. The man identified as 27-year-old Matthew Ream said the crash happened last Wednesday. He had been pinned in the truck since then, unable to reach his phone. He suffered severe, potentially life-threatening injuries, but is recovering at a hospital. Two high-end models of the Apple Watch can go back on sale again after a federal court temporarily lifted a sales halt ordered by the International Trade Commission due to a patent dispute. The Series 9 and Ultra 2 were pulled following a dispute over blood oxygen monitoring technology. For most people, passive income is a bit of extra pocket change that requires minimal effort to earn. For Steve Ballmer, the former CEO of Microsoft, his passive income is going to be $1 billion next year. Ballmer, the sixth richest person in the world, is due to collect that much from dividends from Microsoft in 2024. This comes after the tech giant boosted its quarterly dividend payout to 75 cents a share, or about $3 a share annually. He owns over 330 million shares. A study from Harvard says social media companies collectively made over $11 billion in U.S. advertising revenue from minors last year. Researchers say the findings show a need for government regulation of social media, since the companies that stand to make money from children who use their platforms have failed to really self-regulate. 8:02 at KZST, that means we need another update on Sonoma County traffic with CHP Officer Greg Wiskus. Hello again, Greg. How are the roads?
It's still looking pretty good right now. No crashes or hazards out there. Pretty smooth ride through the county. Only slowdowns are just kind of near the metering lights around Highway 101 and Highway 12. And that's about it. Not bad for this time of the morning. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Greg Wiskus on KZSD.
The clock is ticking. The countdown is underway. The last sale of 2023 is on now at every Hansel dealership in Santa Rosa and Petaluma. The Hansel Auto Group Annual Clearance Countdown Year-End Event. New and used vehicles, plus a great selection of factory-certified pre-owned trucks and cars, all priced to sell. Now through January 2nd in Santa Rosa, visit Hansel Ford Lincoln, Hansel Acura, Hansel Subaru, Hansel Volkswagen, and Hansel BMW. In Petaluma, Hansel Honda, Hansel Toyota, and Hansel Ford of Petaluma. Eight of the most popular new car brands in the world are available at Hansel. If you like a deal, there's no better time to buy. Hansel End of the Year Clearance Countdown Sale is going on now through January 2nd. Get the details and check out the inventory online at gohansel.com. Don't miss it.
Make your resolution for fun and excitement at River Rock Casino during the $150,000 car and cash giveaway. Join us on Sunday, December 31st and Saturday, January 20th for two New Year's celebrations that will have you cruising into 2024 with cash, class, and a new Cadillac CT4. Join the club and start earning drawing tickets. Details at RiverRockCasino.com. Win your share of over $150,000 as we usher in the new year at River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
From the community calendar, the Sebastopol Arts Center has new upcoming classes. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, 15 finalists have been named for the 2024 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Just a couple of the names on the list are Eric Allen, Jared Allen, Dwight Freeney, Antonio Gates, Rodney Harrison, and Reggie Wayne. Up to five can be selected, with the announcement coming on February 8th. And don't forget, the Warriors are at home tonight against the Miami Heat. Your forecast, we have that high surf warning until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. We could see waves in the 25 to 30 foot range. Otherwise, today, cloudy with a chance of scattered light showers. We've had some this morning already. Highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, a chance of showers continues with 50s. Tomorrow, rain and wind with a new storm rolling in. This one looks a little stronger and will last into Saturday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. You did not win the Powerball drawing last night. But the good news is, neither did anyone else. That means Saturday's drawing is up to an estimated $760 million with a cash value option at $382 million. That one person in California did match all five numbers without the Powerball. That ticket is worth a cool $1 million. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZSD Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST.
County's KZST. It is 810, 56 degrees. I'm Debbie Abrams on your Thursday. Cloudy skies, a little rainy, mid-50s today. And now a feature I call Spew News, kind of a hodgepodge, tidbits of information that may actually impact your life, like McDonald's has a new toy in their Happy Meal, a Squishmallow, which is so popular it's being compared to the Beanie Baby back in the 90s. So kids now can get one of the hottest toys on the market, a Squishmallow, with their Mickey D's nuggets and fries. Here are lucky foods to eat on New Year's Day, especially if you're in the south part of the country. These are said to be bringing good luck to you. Collard greens, black-eyed peas, cornbread, ham, pot liquor soup, and round cakes. Ooh, we can hit nothing bunt cakes in Cottingtown. Those will bring you luck and calories. And to wrap up Spew News, did you know there is a college football game tonight? North Carolina State versus Kansas State. The Wolfpack and Wildcats. And did you know it's called the 2023 Pop-Tarts Bowl? Really? A football bowl game named after Pop-Tarts? The sports world is a confusing place to be.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic on this Thursday with CHP Officer Greg Wiskus. Good morning, Greg. And I just want to say I would love for you to do the report and then stick around because I have a few questions for you. I understand you're leaving us. This is your last day of traffic reporting on KZST. What? Okay.
It
We can't talk to people.
Well, no crashes or hazards right now. We've had a good morning. It's nice and smooth out there on 101 and Highway 12. None of those usual slowdowns. So it must be that holiday week. Hopefully it extends into tomorrow as well. Please drive safely out in the rain out there, though. It is wet from that recent rain. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Greg Wiskus on KZSD.
Your last report. Well, you have one at 8:30. So,
I do.
So is there, it's a true rumor. You're really, this is your final day with us.
It is. I am moving on to begin flight training with the Golden Gate Division Air Operations Unit as a CHP pilot.
What? So how long have you been doing this radio thing with us, Greg?
It's been 2.5 years.
Oh, seriously? Boy, time flies. No pun intended. So you're gonna be flying. That is so cool. Congratulations. Has this been like a dream of yours?
It has, yeah. That's kind of what got me interested in the CHP in the beginning. I've always had the goal of being a departmental airplane pilot. I was a pilot before the CHP, and that's always been on my mind, and it's finally happened. I got all the final requirements needed and passed tests and interviews and all that, and I've been very fortunate to be selected to be a CHP airplane pilot.
Well, I mean, congratulations, honestly. What a great thing. Good luck to you. You have been doing traffic reports, you know, all these years for us. You've helped a lot of commuters on this local roads and highways around Sonoma County. Good luck to you in the future endeavor. And I have a special song for you, a reminder of what you did all these years with your traffic reports. CHP Officer Greg Wiskus, this one's for you. Good luck from KZST.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. Come on!
You're tuned in to 100.1. This is KZST.
Toyota Thon is on. Don't miss out. Head to your local Toyota dealer today and shop a legendary selection of trucks. Start the new year with adventure behind the wheel of a new Toyota truck. Hurry in and get low 3.99% APR on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Or $1,000 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the powerful 2024 Tundra. Get to your Toyota dealer today. Toyota Thon ends soon. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Ends 1/2/24.
Let me grab my car keys and we'll roll.
We still going to that new bar downtown?
Yeah, supposed to be fun. Lexi, give me driving directions from home to downtown bar district.
Autocorrect. Suggest Uber. Pick up. Home. Drop off downtown bar district.
No, I'm driving.
Suggest the Metro bus. Departing in 12 minutes.
Point taken, Lexi. We'll grab a ride.
If you drink, don't drive. Decide to ride. Brought to you in partnership by Anheuser-Busch, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Uber.
This week on My Sonoma Deals, get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to downtown Santa Rosa's arts and entertainment venue, The California. Downtown Santa Rosa's newest hotspot for live music, plays, dancing, burlesque, and events year-round. Featuring a full bar and food available from local restaurants. Drink, eat, play, repeat at The California. Go to MySonomaDeals.com to get your $50 gift certificate for $25 to The California on 7th Street in Santa Rosa. MySonomaDeals.com.
KZST.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life.
Yeah.
is 8:25, 56 drizzly degrees at KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and if you are wondering what to do with your Christmas tree after all the decorations are off and put away, a few options to consider from Zero Waste Sonoma. So there's a whole tree curbside pickup available, except I understand in Sebastopol and Sonoma. There are county refuse disposal sites scattered all over the place and nonprofit whole tree pickup available as well. And by the way, here in Santa Rosa, you can take your whole unflocked tree for recycling to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. If it's fake, you have an artificial tree, just put it back in the box.
Sorry about that, folks. Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, December 28th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:28. I'm Brent Allen. Cloudy skies are up for today. A little bit of fog and some drizzle as well. Currently sitting in 56 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZSD newsroom.
From Television City in Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, meet the Smothers Brothers.
Local comedian Tom Smothers, half of the Smothers Brothers and the co-host of one of the most socially conscious and groundbreaking television shows in history, has died at the age of 86 after a battle with cancer. This Mother's Brothers Comedy Hour debuted on CBS in the fall of 1967 with a mix of music and comedy that included sketches lampooning the establishment and railing against the Vietnam War, leading to the network canceling the show in 1970.
Mom always liked you best.
He was also known as the Yo-Yo Man, having an incredible talent with the yo-yo. He recently sold his longtime home in Kenwood that hosted some of the most famous names in entertainment. If you are flying today, you'd better get to the airport early.